2.14
When Mommy came into the living room again, Peter had built a tower that was taller than he was, the best tower he had ever made. "Look," he said. But Mommy didn't even look at the tower. "Peter!" She picked up little brother, put him on her lap, and pressed the button to turn him back on. As soon as he was on, little brother started to scream. His face turned red. "He didn't mean to." "Peter, I told you. He's not like your other toys. When you turn him off, he can't move, but he can still see and hear. He can still feel, and it scares him."
"He was knocking down my blocks."
"Babies do things like that," Mommy said. "That's what it's like to have a baby brother." Little brother howled. "He's mine," Peter said too quietly for Mommy to hear. But when little brother had calmed down, Mommy put him back on the floor, and Peter let him toddle over and knock down the tower. Mommy told Peter to clean up the wrapping paper, and she went back into the kitchen. Peter had already picked up the wrapping paper once, and she hadn't said thank you. She hadn't even noticed. Peter wadded the paper into angry balls and threw them one at a time into the wagon until it was almost full. That's when little brother broke the fire engine. Peter turned just in time to see him lift the engine up over his head and let it drop.